It's the biggest sports show for your Saturday morning.
We've got it all covered for you right here.
Joey Montagna, Jay-Z Clark, Emma Friedman, and everything sport.
Are you a tomato or a barbecue sauce?
Look, I hate barbecue sauce.
Too sweet?
The most rank thing.
Is it?
This
I'm a spicy red meat.
Is Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Something quite epic, but when you get there with six tries from one man, the Fox, Josh Adokar, it's all the more special.
That's a wonderful Melbourne try. Adokar looming up. Adokar gets it, taken, wow. But slides over. Grant the dummy. He's got Hines looming up. Grant goes for the corner. Oh, he's got to Adokar. Adokar's got three. Here's to Adokar. Here he goes. Adokar has four. One, two, three, four, all before half time.
Unbelievable.
Adokar Zola and Adokar has five. Josh Adokar has five tries. Hides the bullet. And Olaf butts off one. Oh, Adokar! He did it! It's the first time in 71 years! Josh Adokar has got six!
I mean, it was pretty impressive by Josh, but
excited?
I reckon MG's commentary was maybe even better. A modern-day effort that will be difficult to top. Glad to say that Josh joins us now. Congratulations on the win, mate, and on your personal effort. Tell us, how did you feel when you got that sixth over the line?
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys. I didn't think how serious it was at the time until everyone started coming up to me and said that you broke a record, this and that. But look, I couldn't have done it without my teammates. Most of the tries are just being at the right spot at the right time. So, yeah. Pretty crazy the last couple of days, to be honest.
Yeah.
Josh, this is not the radio interview to be humble, mate. You've just scored six tries. Forget the humility for a second. Now, take us into the locker room at halftime because you've got four under your belt. You're absolutely hot to trot. Surely you just get around your teammates going, "Hey, boys, I'm on today. Just look for me out on the wing. Nah. It is fill-up time for the Fox." Surely that was the conversation.
No, I was just I was struggling to get a couple tries at the start of the season just because my teammates were scoring a lot of tries through the middle. Everyone was just scoring a lot of tries, and I was just lucky enough to be on some good shape going into the game. Blown away by all the messages and all the support and all that kind of stuff just over the last couple of days. It's pretty hectic.
Oh, mate, it should be. It's pretty special. Yep. Not too often does anyone score six tries. Yeah, something like that.
Years.
Yeah, that yep. No one scores six tries in a game. Jay-Z asked about halftime. What about late in the game? Because was there a bit of talk, maybe not from you, but from your teammates, like, let's just keep flicking it to the left-hand side of the park. Let's
get
see
wide,
if we
boys.
Get the Fox another one. Because it looked that way to me watching it late, that they just kept flicking it out to the left, thinking, let's see if we can get another one for him. Was that the case?
The centre partner, Jazzy Oldham, he's like, "Bro, I'm going to give you another try. Why stop going away from the side that's
it was working
on the night?" So.
And he was more excited than you. Olam was more. I was watching him every time you scored. Olam, he was more excited than you. He was loving it every time you hit the try line.
I know, man. It was pretty special, mate, just because we trained so hard and working on all those combinations, all that kind of stuff. And, it was just good to see that all that hard work's been paying off. So I think that's why we get so excited after scoring a couple of tries, especially on the left edge. With Munster, Kenny Bromwich and Jazzy Hillman and myself, we've got a really special bond. And, it was a special night. It was a special night for us here.
We're speaking of the fastest man in footy and the man of the moment, Josh Adokar. His sixth try knockout performance throughout the week. What about the coach, Craig Bellamy? What is your reaction? I mean, he's always preaching team and boring stuff like that and defence and all that.
attack.
Got the spray for something.
Yeah, what did the cockroach say after the game? Did he give you some love?
He gave me a bit. He gave me a bit of love. It was a bit blunt. It was come up to me and said, "Oh, man, proud of you." But it wasn't. Just didn't like. I don't know. Like,
don't do it again.
That's just Craig. So, didn't expect anything less.
Hey, at the moment, you mentioned a couple of your teammates who are playing great, but a couple to mention as well, Harry Grant and Brandon Smith, two very different number nines, but both really impactful. They both seem like absolute ripper blokes, and they're having a great impact on your side at the moment, Josh.
Yeah, definitely. We lost the best, probably the best player to ever play a game this season, but I think Harry and Brendan are doing a terrific job at the moment. You know, Brendan's been starting and Harry's coming on when everyone's tired, so everyone's just flowing off the back of their game. And like I said before, everyone's scoring a lot of tries off the back of their organisation and their running. So yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure so far. Yeah,
and the Storm haven't missed a beat without Cameron Smith. But just speaking of Cameron Smith, have you touched base with him, Josh? Have you spoken to him, text him? What's he up to in retirement?
He's been quiet, hasn't
he? Yeah, he has been quiet. What's he up to in retirement?
Oh, he's been in the game for about 40 years or something. I think everyone's just, just not contacted him, and I think he's just on holidays up in Brisbane somewhere. Or up
down getting his early bird special, Josh.
Having a few beers, just chilling out, yeah.
I'm sure we'll catch up. We go to Waters next week for two and a half weeks, so maybe he'll come in and see the boys, and you know, everyone's really close here at the Storm, and I'm sure he'll come in because I think he stays at Logan up in Queensland. Yep. I think he's staying at the Gold Coast, actually, so... he'll probably pop past.
And Josh, so I tell you, the Storm are obviously excited and loved your form the other night. I think the Canterbury Bulldogs were equally happy, even if not a little bit more excited. You're off there next year, and it's been spoken about a lot. So are you into your teammates' ears about, and I don't necessarily want you to do this because we love the Melbourne Storm, but are you into your teammates' ears about potentially joining you up at another club next year? Are you allowed to have that chat in the locker room or not?
Yeah, the boys, we always have, we always joke about it, this and that, and, the boys understand why I wanted to move to Sydney, and, I'm pretty excited to move back, just spend a lot more time with my family, and, I've got two kids now, and I just want my kids to grow up with their family. Yeah. I've been down here for 5 years now, and I just think it's the right time, and, I always have that connection at the Melbourne Storm. I've got lifelong friends, down here at the Storm, and so I'm sweet as.
We're going to miss you, mate. We love you, and we're certainly going to miss you. But continue to run right, can you, for the rest of the season?
Nah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it, Josh, and good luck for the next little while. The next couple of weeks, to be honest, boys, they look like a picnic for the Storm. It's looking pretty good for them.
I reckon they've got a four-week fill-up headed there. We spoke about the Perth Wildcats being one of the most successful sporting clubs in Australia. The Storm are not far behind, are they? No. They are amazing.
They are on fire at the moment as well. We appreciate Josh's time because the Storm do have a 3-day layoff at the moment. So he's given up a couple of minutes of his holiday
to have
a chat.
We wanted him, and Georgie Porter came through at the goods and he got him.
How do you celebrate six tries, Joey? 16 beers? Or
probably a few beers. Yeah. Okay. A 3-day break too. Break. I would have thought they'd had a few beers.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends is done for another day.
And it was a great week, wasn't it, Joey?
I liked it. I did like my own work this morning.
That was good.
Get even more Joey, Jay-Z and Emma by downloading the Listener app.